Good morning. Today's daf is daf lamed beis lev. We're in the heart of the Masechta. Now, one of the reasons why we are in the heart of the Masechta is because there's 64 blad in the Masechta, so take 64 and divide in half, and so that provides you 32. So that's a good way to remember that we've entered into the heart of the matter, and we're still in lamed alef lamed beis, but mechana medaber saliba, another reference to the lev of today's daf. Okay, that's enough with lev. Let's go with the Gemara. So yesterday we did good. Yesterday we got through a good portion of Daf Lamed Aleph. We're continuing now at the two dots. We're towards right in the middle of the Amud Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now again, I'm going to read quickly today, just simply because there's so much to do. And if I make a mistake or if there's something that I said that was so terribly wrong, so please tell me. But tell me another time. But share with me. Imra Otira. We did that right, Chana. Did we do that? The Gimel Averos. Right, we did the three right. Nasati al Masecha Zera Nashim. Yeah, here we go. Okay, all right, we're talking about. Okay, I got it. I'm sorry. All right, so we're talking about Chana and Chana's Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first parak of Shmuel Aleph, where Chana is barren, she's unable to produce a child, and so she's mispalt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara speaks in very strong terms about how Chana not just davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but spoke very forcefully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And some of the things she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, if you don't provide me a child, you're going to see me. I'm going to behave like a sotan, and just like a sotan has promised a child if nothing happened in the room. So that's the same thing with me. And the Gemara points out that subject to a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And in order for this drasha to work, we have to be holding like Rabbi Shmuel and not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree to that basic drasha. That's fine. Chana says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no reason why I shouldn't have a child, meaning, as we know, a woman has to keep three mitzvahs in order to have a safe delivery. She says, I was mekayim all three mitzvahs, so there's no reason why I shouldn't have a child. Other things she said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created so much in this world, so the least you could do is just give me one child. I'm not asking for a whole lot. So in other words, Chana spoke very strongly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in demanding the child. So in the Gemara, if you want to find us, we're about 20 lines from the bottom of the Amud. It's the two dots. First word in the line is V'chala V'adlaka Saner. V'nasat al-masecha Zera Anashim, I Zera Anashim. So she's asking for a child, Zera Anashim. Now, right, literally a seat amongst men. So what does she want? So Amar Rav Gavra Beguvran. So Rav says like this, she wants a great man. Meaning not only does she want a son, but she wants a son to be great. Gavra Beguvrin, a man amongst men. Ushmul Amar Zera Shemoshech Shnei Anashim. So what she's asking for is a child that is equivalent to two men. But anointed two men. Uman Inu Shal V'David. And then, of course, the Shal and David. Shmuel anointed both of those men as king. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zera Sheshakol Kishnei Anashim. Here we go. And Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan says she wants a son who is equivalent to two men. Uman Inu Moshe V'Aaron. Shmuel is equivalent to Moshe and Aaron. Now, obviously, it's hard to understand exactly what that means. V'kambi Soka Moshe Od. But still, in other words, in certain attributes, in certain aspects, Shmuel is equivalent to Moshe and Aaron. Now the Gemara just gives the remez. Shenamar Moshe v'Aaron b'chohanav u'Shmuel b'korei Shmo. We're all familiar with the pasuk. It's a remez that Shmuel is equivalent to Moshe and Aaron. V'Rabbanan Amrei Zera Anashim Zera Shemuv L'Avein Anashim. And finally, we're going to get another pshat, a fourth pshat, I believe. And this is an interesting one. She says, "I want an average child." Now you tell me, who in this earth has ever asked for something average? I want the most average child that you could possibly give me. And you think I'm making this up. Let's read on the Gemara. Ki asar of dim amar, lo arach v'lo goats. I don't want him to be tall. I don't want him to be short. V'lo katan v'lo ilam. I don't want him to be, lo goats v'lo katan v'lo ilam. V'lo tzachor v'lo gichor v'lo chacham v'lo tipesh. Right? I don't want his complexion to be too white, too red. I don't want him to be too smart or too stupid. Meaning, I want average. That's all I want. Okay, so I know it's very difficult to imagine that, you know, any mother would ask for something like that. Take a look at Rashi. It's very interesting. Rashi says, what's the point of asking for average? So Rashi says that once you become average, so then you don't have to worry about the ayin hara. Meaning, even being too smart. So being too smart draws attention to yourself, attracts attention, and so therefore you now become subject to the ayin hara. So once you become average, and once you blend into the crowd, so at that point in time now you will be above the ayin hara. Okay? Ani ha'isha ha'nitzavas imacha bazem. Now, When she comes back, meaning, I told you, I prepared the first parak of Shmuel Aleph. So what happens is that she goes home, she has a child, and now her husband, Elkanah, used to go to the Beit HaMikdash to Shiloh, I should say, every year, annually. But once she had the child, she stayed home. She didn't go with him to Shiloh. She said, I want to nurse the child. Wait till the child is finished nursing, and then I'll go back up to Shiloh. And then, so however many years it was, 3 years, 4 years later, common practice, remember, Masech Tanita, is that the women would nurse for 2 years, minimum of 2 years. So finally, she brings them back, and she says to Eli the Kohen as follows. And she basically goes back to Eli and says, this is what I was davening for. And she brings the son with her. So the Gemara darshan, Amar Rishu Malevi, Mikan Shasa, Leishi, Betoch, Arba, Amas, Shal Tvila. What do we see from the word Imacha? That when she was davening, so Eli did not go within 4 Amas of her. And you see that from the word Imacha. How do you see that from the word Imacha? Tosfos, interesting Tosfos. He says, Imach mashma betoch arba amos mishum dechsiv imacha malei behei. So the Torah wrote the word imacha. The Torah didn't need to write imacha. The Navi could have just wrote imach. So what do you see from the word hey, from the letter hey? Klamer shaloi ya yosha betoch arba amos shaloi ki im bechamishis, meaning that she was within the 5th ama. So imach hey. You know, in other words, Eli stood within the 5th ama of her, but was not within her 4 amas while she was davening. There's another Tosfos. Yeah, the Tosfos right beforehand. So Tosfos says somebody's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So we learned in our Gemara you cannot be within 4 amos. Now what does that mean? 4 amos in front, 4 amos to the side. So Tosfos quickly discusses. Tosfos says Beim Alfana Beim Minat Stardim. So Tosfos says neither in front nor on the sides. Sounds from Tosfos it would be fine to stand behind somebody davening Shemoneh Esrei. There is parenthetical notes in Tosfos, but the Marashal takes it out. So it sounds like you could be behind, that would be fine. But then Tosfos quotes the Gaonim. And the Gaonim say, when can you not stand within someone davening Shemoneh Esrei? That is if you're just sitting and doing nothing. But the Gaonim say that if you're doing something like davening, like saying Kriyashma, like learning Torah, if you're doing something productive, spiritually productive, so then you can be someone with around somebody who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. So then you have to understand better, according to the Gaonim, what's the issue? Why is it that you can't stand within Dalamas? I thought it was just something about Kavana. But obviously that's not so, because Shechina. You have to say it's somehow connected to the Shechina. Everyone's going to need 4 amas space. So the Gemara says that Shmuel paskin in front of his Rebbe. Shenemar v'yishchitu asapar v'yavi osanar el Eli. Mishum de v'yishchitu asapar v'yavi osanar el Eli. So Ela amalahem Eli karu kohen leisiv lishchot. So Eli said, okay, let's get a Kohen, let's shecht, meaning they're doing an avoda in Shiloh. Chazinu Shmuel to have a mahajir basa Kohen lemishchat. And Shmuel's watching as they're running after trying to find a Kohen in order to do shechita. So amalu lamaluchuladur basa Kohen lemishchat. So Shmuel asks a very simple question. Now, not so long ago, we've gone through Zvachim, we've gone through Menachos, we know the basic halacha. You don't need a Kohen to do shechita. Shechita bazar kshera. We've repeated time and again that you can have a non-Kohen do shechita. It's only from Kabbalah Me'elech that you have to do the avodah has to be done with a Kohen. I saw the comment to Eli, now they brought Shmuel in front of Eli. So Amalei Menalacha, so they asked Shmuel, Eli asked Shmuel, how do you know this? So Amalei Miksi Vashachar HaKohen Vihikriv HaKohen Ksiv, I'm sorry, Vashachar HaKohen Vihikriv HaKohen Ksiv. The pasuk says v'ikriv, which means that only after shechita. Mikabala ve'elch mitzvah kahuna, mikan l'shechita shekshir bazar. So Shmuel paskins in front of Eli that you don't need a kohen to do the shechita. So amalei me'ma shapik hamart. So Eli says to Shmuel, you know, in terms of psak, you're right. Mi'umora halacha b'fnei rabchat. But I will reprimand you. You did paskin right in front of your rabbi. V'chol amora halacha b'fnei rabchat misa. Eli being the Rebbe. And the consequence is very severe for Paschal in front of your Rebbe. So, Asi Chan of Akat Savcha Kameh. So now, Chan intercedes. Ani Aisha Nitzavasi Machabazah. And now we get a new interpretation of the pasuk. I am the woman Hanitzavasi Machabazah, Amarla, Shivkili, Dianche, Uvi Inarachameh, Vayayv Lach. Rava minei. So Amalei Elanar Hazeh Balalti, meaning she's prayed specifically for this child. Meaning it's not that he's replaceable. It's not that if this child dies, so Eli will just simply promise another one. But rather Elanar Hazeh Balalti, I pray specifically for this child. And so no, I do not want to lose this child, even though he's Chayav Misa. But I do not want this child to perish.
2 years old here.
I don't know. The pasuk doesn't say. All the pasuk does say, if I can flex my navi muscle, which is extraordinarily weak. So all the navi says is vahanar naar. He was young. Vechanehi medaberes al liba amar avalazim mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra al iske liba amra. I'm sorry, al iske liba. So again, more about what Chana said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in her tefillah. Amar lefanu Ribono shel Olam, kol ma shebarata b'isha lo barata davar echad levatala. He created parts of a woman, and every part of the woman has a purpose. Einayim leros, eyes are for seeing, vaznayim lishmo, ears are for hearing. Chotem lahariach, nose is for smelling, peladaber, a mouth is for talking. Yadayim la'asos behem malacha, hands to do work. Raglayim lahalech behem, and legs are for walking. Yadayim la'anik behem. And I have equipment in order to nurse. So in other words, now I'm barren, so now I'm not going to use my dadaim. It's crazy. So in other words, I would like every part of my body to be productive. Now the Gemara has been quoting Rav Elazar, and the Gemara will continue to quote Rav Elazar through a good part of this Amud. So another halacha stated by Rav Elazar, which is that if you sit and fast on Shabbos, so Karen lo gzardina shal shivim shana. So it will be that even if you have a gzardin of 70 years, it will be ripped up. Now the Gemara says like this, it's interesting. You did good by fasting on Shabbos. We'll explore that in just a moment a little bit better. You did good by fasting on Shabbos, but you violated Onik Shabbos. We know by Shabbos you have two ideas. You have Kavod Shabbos, you have Onik Shabbos. You look at the Rambam, what is it, the 30th parak of Hilchah Shabbos, and basically the Rambam breaks it down. There's Zachar Shamor, that's the two Daraisas, and then there's Kavod and Onik. Kavod means honoring Shabbos, Onik means enjoying Shabbos. So, all right, the Gaon says, again, I know I quoted the Gaon yesterday, the Gaon says Kavod is all the things we do to prepare ourselves for Shabbos, and then Onik is all the things that we do that we enjoy on Shabbos. So there's Kavod and there's Onik. So by not eating on Shabbos, by fasting on Shabbos, so you violated Onik Shabbos. Now, it may be justified, it may be a good reason why you fasted on Shabbos, but still you violated Onik Shabbos. So my takante, so Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Leisav Tanisa L'Tanisa. So you fast again, meaning as part of a kapara, tshuva, for fasting on Shabbos, which you shouldn't have done, so you'll fast again in order to be mechaper for fasting on Shabbos. Now why are you fasting on Shabbos? What justifies fasting on Shabbos? So certainly not a Tanit Sibur, meaning Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so good. So Yom Kippur overrides Shabbos, but that's it. Meaning even, right, we just experienced Tisha B'Av falling out on Shabbos. Right, we saw what happened, so Tisha B'Av gets moved to Sunday. So you're not going to have, so there's no fast day that's going to override the Shabbos, so why are you fasting on Shabbos? So again, so you take a look at Tosfos over here, last Tosfos on the Amud, Perush Rabbeinu Chanana, B'Tanis Chalom. So he says, what happened is as follows, you went to bed, woke up Shabbos morning, and you woke up from a terrible dream. And v'chein isa b'mezhar she'ilim v'chishiyosh b'tanis chalom b'shabbos perish b'hag sh'omer aneinu b'lokei netzor v'afil kovei bracha latzmo kevin she'inu b'soch yudches. And there's technicalities in terms of how you establish it to be a tanis for yourself. But anyway, the point of Tosfos is that if you have a tanis chalom where you had a really bad dream and you want to respond to that dream right away, so under those circumstances, one is allowed to fast on Shabbos. Okay, back to the Gemara, 3 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Amar v'lazer chana itichot v'am kalpe mala. Now Chana spoke very harshly towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema v'tispalal al Hashem. And you gotta look carefully at the words. It's not El Hashem, it's Al Hashem. Right? She challenged. She really challenged. Malam she itichot v'am kalpe mala. V'amar v'lazer. Eliyahu itichot v'am kalpe mala. And so now, the Gemara is going to segue into today's daf. Where over the course of today's daf, we're going to go over two other figures in Tanakh who also spoke very harshly against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit of time of today's daf is going to be dedicated to Eliyahu, and most of today's daf is going to be dedicated to Moshe, where Moshe spoke harshly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One more lave reference in that Moshe is all in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis. Okay, that's our third lave reference for the day. So, but by Eliyahu, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Sorry, did I skip a little bit? Yeah, ve'atas libosis libam achoraniz. And the pasuk says regarding Eliyahu Navi that you spoke to me achoraniz. It's like a language of strength and a little bit of defiance. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak minayin shechazak Hashem Baruch Hu v'hodol l'Eliyahu. Now, even though Eliyahu did speak strongly, challenging Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, yeah, you're right. Dichsiv asher hariyosi. And he says, correct. And if Rashi points out, you look at the beginning of the Pasuk, right, Resha Dekra, Usfa HaTolav, Ani Decha, Akapsav, Asher HaRiyosi, Ani Garamti Lem Shebarati Yetzahara. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges, yes, a lot of this is my fault. Meaning that the Jewish people are over the Avodah Zarah simply because I created the Yetzahara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes some of the fall, some of the blame, as Eliyahu in fact charged him. We have three psukim that speak to this idea that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created the Yetzahara and left on its own without any more intervention. The Yetzahara will really get the best of us. Kain atem biyadi beis Yisrael. I'm going to remove the stone heart. All these psukim speak to the idea that we need divine intervention. We need more help in terms of not succumbing to our yetzara. Rav Papa, Amar Me'achavat Red Ruchi Atem Bekir Bechem Asisias Asher Becheki Teleichu. I'm going to put more ruach into you. The Amar Rebbe Lazar Moshe Hitiach Zvaram Kal Pe'mal. And so now we get to the heart of today's daf, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. And for a good part of today's daf, we're now going to speak about how Moshe also spoke very harshly and very defiantly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as you'll see in the context of our Gemara, Moshe was doing it as a defense for Bnei Yisrael. Okay, it's going to sound, some of the exchanges are going to sound very harsh between Hashem, between Moshe and Hashem, but you'll see Moshe is doing it to defend the Jewish people. Shenemar v'yitzpal Moshe el Hashem, al tikra el Hashem, ela al Hashem. Now, unlike by Eliyahu, where we actually had a pasuk that says that Eliyahu davened al Hashem, so by Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have that luxury. The pasuk does say el Hashem, but when a certain Amora got to this pasuk, instead of reading it el Hashem, he read it al Hashem. Now, without nekudos, how do you know the difference? Because, you know, the aleph doesn't make an ayin sound, the ayin doesn't make an aleph sound. Now, I don't know the difference between the two. I'm an Ashkenaz, it's one of my issues. I got many. So, but nevertheless, though, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, koren la alafim, einen ve'ela ayanen alafin. So he used such poetic license, such darshaning license, where he was exchanged sometimes an aleph for an ayin for an aleph. Debe Rav Yana amre mihacha, v'dizahav. So my v'dizahav, amre, this is the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim. So Amr Debe Rav Yana Kacham Moshe Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is how the conversation went. Ribono Shel Olam Bishvil Kesef Zahav Shehishpat Lehem Yisrael Ad Sheamru Dai Hu Gorim Sheaser Saegel. So Moshe says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, here's my theory. I believe that you caused the eagle to have been built, because upon exiting Egypt, you gave them gold, and not just gold, but really a lot of gold. Ad Sheamru Dai. Enough gold already. And so now they get to the mountain, and they had all this extra gold. So what are they going to do? They built an eagle. So Moshe says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I believe you had a part in the Cheta Egel. Ami Debrei Rav Yane, Ein Ari Noam Ela Mitoch Chupa Shol Tevin. I'm sorry, Ein Ari Go Noheim Mitoch Chupa Shol Tevin Ela Mitoch Chupa Shol Basar. And you know the lion roars. If you give him a pile of straw, the lion's not going to roar. If you give him right meat, the lion's going to roar. Right? Everyone understand the mushal? Yeah. Meaning the Yetzahara. If you give the Yetzahara nothing, the Yetzahara is nothing to work with. But once you give the Yetzahara something to work with, so then the Yetzahara is going to go to work. So Bnei Yisrael leave Egypt and they have all this gold. So now you give the HR something to work with. So now they're going to build a golden calf. I'm Rabbi Yoshia Mashal Adam Shaisala Parakachusha Ovalas Evarim. So a man had a cow and the cow was very weak and really not that particularly strong. Ha'echilu karshinim. But then what did the owner of this cow do? He fed the cow, he stuffed the cow, he fattened the cow. V'haisa miva etes bo. And now what does the cow do? He kicks his master. Am Allah migarm lech shetem eva etes bi. And what caused me to kick you? You fed me all the karshinim. You made me fat. You made me strong. And so now you're. It bothers you that I kicked you, but you caused it to be. So again, so the idea is, again, powerful ideas over here in the Gemara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you caused, you were included in the cause of the Chet HaEgel, as you provided all the gold for the Bnei Yisrael. Ben. Gemara gives another analogy, another parable, where a man had a son. And father did everything for the son. He bathed him, he anointed him, he fed him, he drank him. And then, so now after creating a nice, strong son, so now what does he do? He gives him a wallet. He gives him the credit card. And he puts him right in front of the house of ill repute. So what do you think the son's going to do now? So shalo yechate. So in other words, you're giving him basically all the tools and very few ways out. And so you know what the son's going to do. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Eder Rav Echina Amar Rav Sheshet Tanu Darmi Inshi Male Kresa Zane Bishi. An expression used Bezman HaGemara, which the Gemara records for us, is that if you have a full stomach, that's a real serious type of bad. Zani over here, not from the word Znu, says Rashi, but Zani just simply means it's a type of bad. Right? When your stomach is full, that's really a type of bad. It's being too satiated is not a good thing. Okay, we could bemoan the American culture, but let's go on in the Gemara. Shenamar, kemarizchem veispus aveu vayarim libam al kein shechachuni. And the Gemara is going to quote various psukim throughout Tanakh that speak to this idea of being full and being satiated is not a good thing. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Hosea, which basically means that if you're satiated, you're going to forget me. Rav Nachman amar me'acha v'ram levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem. Pasuk in the beginning of Devarim, Parshas Ekev, where your heart is elevated, and you're going to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'rabana amar me'achei, v'achov v'saveh v'dasheinu fana. That when a person becomes full, he's going to turn away. V'ibaytem me'acha, v'yishman yishurun v'yiv'at. Right? That's v'zos ha'bracha. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, no, that's Hazino. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, amar Rav Yochanan. I'm sorry, amar Rav Yonasan. Okay, so now we see, it's clear that when Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he tiach dvarim. In other words, he spoke very harshly, nearly defiantly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara now quotes the name of Rav Yonasan, that minayin shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodo lo l'moshe. And just like by Eliyahu, we had the same exact language in the bottom of the previous Amud, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Eliyahu and says, Eliyahu, you're correct. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you are correct. Shenemar v'chesef here beisi lehem v'za'av asu l'ba'al. I gave them too much gold, I gave them too much silver, and they're going to make idols out of it. Okay, and now from this point forward, what the Gemara is going to do is, as long as we're speaking about this conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're going to turn to Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, and basically we're going to darshan. Meaning our Gemara now is going to turn into Medrash. It happens every now and then throughout Shas. Which sometimes the Gemara just, instead of teaching us halachas, and it just basically turns into a medrash. The medrash does the same thing. Quotes a pasuk, darshan's a pasuk, and so we are going to do the same thing as well. Now we're familiar with these psukim in general, I mean aside from the fact that we know Chumash basically, but we hear it every time at Sibur, we hear these psukim, so we have a little bit of familiarity with these psukim. We begin. Vayidaber Shem Moshe Lech Raid. So my Lech Raid, I'm a Rebbe Lazar, I'm a Lokash Baruch, Moshe Raid Migdulasecha. So Moshe, you're going to get a major demotion. You were the leader of the Jewish people, but not anymore. You go down. You descend. Klum Nasatalach Gedul Ala B'Shvil Yisrael. Meaning, why did I make you a leader? Because you had a nation. But V'achshav Yisrael Chatu Atalamali. But now that the Jewish people sinned and they made the Egel, so now you don't have a nation. So you are a leader without a nation. Hence, you're not a leader. Moshe at that point in time becomes weak. He could not speak anymore. So Amar Moshe Davizet Taloibi. So Hashem says to Moshe, leave me alone so I could totally destroy the Jewish people. Moshe at that point in time now gets a second wind. And he realizes, oh wow, this is really up to me. Meaning, I have now the ability to save the Jewish people. And so now getting a second wind, he gets up and he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vikesh rachamim. Mashal melech shekasa beno. The Gemara gives a mashal where a king gets angry at his son. And gets so angry with his son, he starts beating his son. However, there was a very dear friend of the king sitting right next to the king, standing right next to the king. Now, he didn't want to say anything to the king, realizing that it just, in other words, it's my friend, but he's the king and he's beating his son. I'm not going to say anything. So he took a very passive role. And then the king made the following declaration. You know, if he weren't here right now, I will kill you. So Amar Davizet Talibi, to which the Ohev, the friend of the king, realized, oh wow, I really can do something. I could do something to save the kid right now. Miad Amar Vihitzilo. So now this friend gets up and now not passively intervenes, but actively intervenes in terms of saving the son. Right, the Nimshal should be very obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu steps back because he doesn't want to get in the way between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. But then when the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you know, it's had it not been for you, I would have just destroyed them. So now Moshe understands he really can take an active role in saving the Jewish people. So then, second win, and he intervenes again. Hashem says to Moshe, here's my plan. I'll destroy them. I'll start again. You're going to be the new Jewish people. Now the Gemara here has imagery, very strong imagery, very difficult to understand this imagery. So it says, if Moshe took HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the lapel, like a friend would take another friend by the lapel, and would not let go. I will not leave you alone until you forgive the Jewish people. I won't let go of you. Again, all this is kaviyachol to the best of our very limited understanding. Right now, the Jewish people are a chair made up of three legs. Who do you think those three legs are? Take a look at Rashi. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They are the foundation, they are the basis of the Jewish people. And right now, you're angry and you're ready to destroy the Jewish people, even though the Jewish people are a chair made up of three legs. So now, let's think about this more. If you now recreate the Jewish people, and I'm the only patriarch, so now that's going to be a chair of one leg. If a chair of three legs cannot stand up to your anger, can you imagine a chair made up of one leg? And now let's think about it from my perspective, says Moshe. What am I supposed to do now? I'm gonna go up and meet Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and they're gonna point their finger at me and say, right, you should be ashamed of yourself. Meaning, look what you did. You allow the nation to be destroyed, and now the new nation comes from you. Oh, so this was all about self-aggrandizement. You did this all for you. So in the Gemara now, we're familiar with the pasuk Vayecha Moshe. This is where the landing begins on the Tanit Sibor. So we are going to be spending a significant amount of time explaining this word Vayecha. What does that mean? So Amar Avalaz Malami Shaman Moshe Betulif Nekash Baruch Hu Ad Shehechiluhu. He insisted. In other words, he would not stop. So that Vayechal is like a Hiftzir, says Rashi. It's like he just drove him. He nudged. Thank you. It's a good term. V'Rav Amar Ad Shehafir Lo Nidro. Moshe created a Hafar's Neder. K'siv Ach Vayechal V'K'siv Asam Lo Yachel Dvaro. We have in Parshas Matos the idea of a person making an eder, and you cannot profane your neder. And so over here, what Moshe did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is he was made for his neder, the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neder, I will destroy the Jewish people, and Moshe got him out of the neder. And we know the general rule. You cannot abrogate your own neder, others can abrogate it for you. So Moshe was able to lift the neder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ushmul Amar Malam Shemasar Atzma Lamisa Aleihem. Moshe was prepared to die for the Jewish people. Shenemar V'im Ayin Mecheninah Mishifracha. Right? I want to be erased from the book. I'm ready to die. Amar Av Amar Av Yitzchak Malamed Shehechala Aleihem Midas Rachamim. So again, another pshat in terms of what Vayechal means. That he... he, like a chalos, like a placement. He placed midas rachamim on the Jewish people. A final interpretation of what Vayechal means, it's chulin, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's very profane. It's not kadosh. It's the opposite of kedusha to just go ahead and obliterate the Jewish people. Vayechal Moshe's penei Hashem tanya Rebbe Elazar Gadol Omer. Malam Yishaman Moshe b'tfilof ne'kosh baruch hu ad she'achzoso achilo. I'm sorry. He wasn't the last. We're going to give another interpretation of what Vayechal means. The Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. It means Moshe continued to nudge HaKadosh Baruch Hu until Moshe developed a fever. The word achilu is a word used to describe a fever. Ma'achilam Rabbi Eliezer shel ish shel atzamos. The Gemara gives an interesting description of what this fever is. It is the fire in the bones. Ma'ish shel atzamos amar Abaye. Ashta de Garmi. Now, I don't know what just happened over there. We took the Hebrew words and we translated it into Aramaic. Ashta de Garmi means fire in the bones. So, how do we have now a better understanding? I'm not sure. Zechor l'Avram l'Yitzchak l'Yisrael avadecha asher nishbata lehem bach. And so now we go on in the psukim. And again, I said the Gemara now is going to behave like a medrash. We go on in the psukim. So, my bach, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Moshe, l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yomale nishbata lehem v'shamayim v'aretz ha'yisi, Omer kishim sh'shamayim v'aretz b'tem kach, shvuascha b'teila. Now look, had the shvua of making a nation out of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, had that been connected with Shamayim v'aretz, so look, Shamayim v'aretz is not forever. They're finite. They're going to come to an end. And so the Jewish people would come to an end as well. So all that would be good if the Shvua was connected to Shamayim v'aretz. V'achshav shenishbat alahem bishmech b'shimcha gadol. But the Shvua was attached to your name. Ma shimcha gadol chai v'kayim la'olam ula'olmei olamim. Kach shvuascha kayamet la'olam ula'olmei olamim. But now that the Shvua is connected to your name, so now what? Now it's not a finite entity. The Jewish people are an infinite entity, just like your name is an infinite entity. Okay. We go on in the psukim. Va'tedaber alehem arbe etzarechem kechochvei ashamayim. And you said to them, this is Moshe talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you said to them that your children are going to proliferate like stars in the heavens. V'chol ha'aretz azos asher amarti. Now that's a continuation of the pasuk, but the continuation of the pasuk has one small problem: the grammar. V'chol ha'aretz azos asher. What should be the next word in the pasuk? If Moshe is the one speaking right now, how should that pasuk work? Not asher amarti, but rather asher amarta. And the Gemara calls out the pasuk: Hi asher amarti, asher amarta nibayelei. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, I can't divrei tamim mikan ve'elach divrei harav. So what you're going to have to do now is as follows. You're going to need to break the pasuk up into two units. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to shift speakers. Meaning the first half of the pasuk, that's Moshe talking. Va'tedaber aleim avar zerachem kechochvei ha'shamayim. Stop. That's Moshe. Next part of the pasuk, v'chol ha'aretz azos asher amarti, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmanah Amar ila ve'ela divrei tamim. So the Gemara says no. They're both Moshe speaking in both parts of the pasuk. Al kachem Moshe v'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam dvarim she'amarta li lech emor lahem liYisrael bishmi halachti v'amarti lahem bishmecha achshav ma'ani omer lahem. Look, you already told me to quote you. I already quoted you, and this is what I said in your name, that the land that I said, meaning that was me quoting you. So in other words, and now what do you want me to do? I already quoted in your name that they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Mibilti yecholas Hashem. One of the arguments that Moshe gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not medrash, just straight out of the Pesukim, is that, you know what the nations are going to say? The nations are going to say, oh, I get it. Hashem could take the Jewish people out of Egypt, but he can't bring them into Canaan. So Yachol Hashem, I'm sorry. So Mebati Yecholas Hashem. Now, again, the Gemara here is fixated on the grammar. Yecholas Hashem, that's Lashon Nekeva. Now, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gender free. There's no such thing as a gender by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in language, however, we normally associate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the masculine form. So whenever we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just in terms of how to use language, so we use Lashon Zachar. And here, it's Mebati Yecholas Hashem. So there's a shift in language from Zachar to Nekeva. So Yachol Hashem Ibaile, Amar Abelazar, Amar Moshe, Nekash Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomru, Umas Olam, Tashash Kocho Kenekeva. What are the nations of the world going to say about you, Akash Baruch Hu? Weak, like a woman. No offense. None meant, at least. Ve'enu Yachol Ha'atzil. So, and you can't save? Amar Akash Baruch Hu, Moshe, Valok, Farah, Unisim, Gvur, Shasis, Olam, Alayam. So Akash Baruch Hu, now, just this dialogue. Wow. So Hashem says to Moshe, well, what do you mean? What I did at Kriyas Yamsuf, that wasn't enough? So Amalafan Ribbono Shel Olam Adayin Yishlem Lomar, La Melech Echad Yachol La'amod. So Moshe says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. Egypt, one nation. Okay, so one nation you can handle. But now, how about getting into a good fight? How about a fight against 31 kings? L'shloshim ve'echa malachim. I know, it's confusing. Sometimes we describe Canaan as being seven nations. And sometimes we describe them as being 31 nations. Okay, maybe it's like Avos and Talados. However it works. Eino yachol la'amod. But so it's, you can't stand up to 31. That's what people are going to say. Am Rav Yochim inan shechazak hashbaruch v'hodol l'moshe. Again, the Gemara repeats that even though Moshe spoke very defiantly and challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally concedes and capitulates. Shenemar v'yom Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Tani debe Rabbi Yishmael kidvarecha atidim umas olam akein. Ashrei talmid sherabba modalo. And the Gemara says like this, fortunate is a student whose Rebbe finally says, you know what? You're right. Now, by the way, to me, the Gemara here is obviously very difficult because it presents what seems to be like a dispute, like a disputation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps, I mean, obviously the Gemara is understood on so many levels. What we're doing right now is we're just scratching the surface. I don't even think we're doing that. Meaning we're just going through the give and take of the Gemara. But one of the takeaway points of today's daf could be as follows. Meaning, and the Gemara here basically says it. I'm just emphasizing. It could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates certain behaviors so that we can imitate. Meaning we have a general idea that we have to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum, afata rachum, mahu chanun, afata chanun. Meaning we have an idea of imitating and replicating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here, maybe one of the points of this dialogue, as difficult as it is to understand, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now models a behavior in which you may be the superior, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a no-brainer, you may be the superior, but it's important to listen to people who are below you, and it's important to capitulate when necessary. Correct. The whole thing is difficult. And kavayachol, to the best of our understanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you've resuscitated me. You gave me chiyus. Person first has to give shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he needs to daven. Minala mi Moshe, we learn from Moshe, dichsiv eskanan al Hashem beisahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the uksiv Hashem elokim atachilos al aros esavdecha eskalacha ves yadcha hachazaka, asher mi kel v'ashamayim v'arts, asher yasech ma'asechu uchigvur asecha. Good. Beginning of Parshas v'eskanan. So what does Moshe do? The first thing he does, he butters up HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the greatest. Uksiv basrei, and then, Evra nave eres aretz tova. And now, small favor to ask you, I'd like to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's not a big deal. Right? Just get me into Eretz Yisrael. So, Moshe, first Shevach, then Bakasha. And so now you understand, Hashmona Esrei. It's first three brachas of Shevach, and then afterwards it's a Bakasha. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. You've done a lot already. I'm a Rabbi Lazar, we're only halfway through. I'm a Rabbi Lazar, Gedula Tfila Yosem Masim Tovim. So Tfila is greater than Masim Tovim. By the way, before I turn the page, the mnemonics, yeah. I should read the mnemonics. I don't. I really should. So the what's fascinating over here is that this tefillah of Moshe, answered or not answered?
No.
Right. I agree. Not answered. Meaning he didn't get it. Meaning it's so interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara wants to teach us. Here's how you daven. First Shevach, then Bakasha. And then the Gemara points to Moshe. He did exactly that. Shevach, then Bakasha. And then he said, I'd like to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? No. So the most important lesson I think we learned from this Gemara is that not every tefillah gets a response of yes. Meaning a tefillah is heard, and a tefillah is answered, but one thing that we sometimes fail to miss is that the answer could very well at times be no. Okay, it's a mature point. And as you know, I'm probably not mature enough to handle that, but that's a mature point to walk away from the Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, the top. Gedula tefillah yoster mimasim tovim. Shein lecha gadol b'masim tovim yoster mimoshe rabbeinu. Afal pikein lo ne'ene ela b'tefillah. So the tefillah can sometimes be better than good deeds. There is nobody who has done more than Moshe Rabbeinu, and nevertheless he was answered through tefillah. Shenamar al tosef davar elai usmich le ale rosh apiska. Gemara over here gets even more interesting because essentially what the Gemara sounds like over here is Moshe. Okay, enough davening. I heard you. Go to the top of the mountain. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering his tefillah. Again, we go back to what we said a couple moments ago. He didn't really answer his tefillah. His tefillah was, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him like a smell of Eretz Yisrael. Right? And I'm using the wrong sense. A view of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Go to the top of the mountain. You see all of Eretz Yisrael? Good. Okay, that's enough. I showed you enough. V'amar Rav Elazar gedula tanis yosem in etzdaka. Fasting is greater than giving tzedaka. My time is zuba gufa v'zuba mamono. Because one's with your guf and one's with your money. V'amar Rav Elazar gedula tefillah yosem in a karbanos. Tefillah is more powerful than karban. Shenam alam ala roziv chechem. Uksiv uveparshechem kapechem. I don't need all the avoda. I'm not interested in the avoda, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi. We just read this. Chazon Yishayahu. Right before Tisha B'Av. I'm Rav Yochanan Kokon Sha'arik Zanefesh Lo Isas Kapav. And the Gemara mentions over here by matter of side that if you have a Kohen who kills somebody, cannot duchen. Shenamer Yedechem Damim Maleu, your hands are filled with blood. Again, we're only quoting this now because it's using a pasuk in the beginning of Yeshayahu, which we just quoted from. Okay, in his little notes, he discusses what if a Kohen kills somebody by Bishogeg. What if a Kohen kills somebody in an act of war? So he goes through all the different permutations of what if the Kohen does tshuva. You could read up on his notes. It's very good. Amar Rav Elazar miyam shachar beis hamikdash nin alu shari tfila. The time from the moment that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, so the gates of tfila were locked. Shenamar gam ki ezak v'ashaveya sasam tfila si. The gates of tefillah are locked, so that we have now barriers between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the gates of tears are still open. Oh, this Gemara is so hard to understand. So on a cloudy day, Rava did not impose a fast day. There's barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "Sakosa ba'anan." The clouds create like a covering, like a wall. So may avor tefillah, so that our tefillahs cannot pass through. Okay, we go on. Amar Rav Elazar miyam shachar beis hamikdash nifsika chomas barzel bein Yisrael lavim shebashamayim. From the time that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, an iron wall was created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenem ravata kachlach machvas barzel v'nasato sakir barzel beinachu v'nair. And there's this iron wall that's separating between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Gemara Kipchuto just simply means that we don't have now the same type of connection between us and Hashem, and there's barriers. So if you daven at length, so your tefillah will not be answered empty-handed. Menala mi Moshe Rabbeinu shenemar v'spalal Hashem uksiv basrei v'yishma Hashem elai gam b'pam ahi. So the Gemara says, "Ini, is that true?" Meaning that really we're looking for a long davening. V'am Rabbi Chia bar Av, v'am Rabbi Yochanan kol amarch b'tefillaso u'me'ayin ba sof bali de ke'ev leiv. Anyone who lengthens his tefillah and is me'ayin ba, we'll see if we can say a pshat in that. That's a difficult. Literally, me'ayin ba means investigates in it. We'll see what that means in just a second. So, bali de ke'ev leiv, it's only going to lead to a heartbreak. Right? The same term in English is used in the Gemara. Shenamar tochels mamshcha machla leiv. Mai takante yasok betorah. So the Gemara says, now what should you do? If you violate this type of tefillah, this iyun tefillah, which the Gemara says is no good. So what do you do? Okay, so the Gemara says you should learn Torah. So, but anyway, in the meantime, however, we have a stira. Because in one place it says a long davening is preferred, and another place it says a long davening is not preferred. In fact, it's not wanted at all. So lokasha hadamarich u'me'ayin ba, hadamarich v'lo me'ayin ba. So the Gemara says the length of tefillah is not the critical issue. The critical issue is whether you're ma'ayin ba. So now let's give a pshat. What does that mean, ma'ayin ba? Rashi explains. Rashi writes, I'm reading Rashi. O ma'ayin ba mitzap shetase bakashaso ayide harachto. In other words, it's not that just you daven long, but you were so confident in your davening. You thought that because you daven long, so now Kosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whatever you want. That's what iyun tefillah means in this context. And the Gemara says that's terrible. And now you understand that leads to heartache. Meaning, what is heartache? You expect something, you don't get it. So here, you put all your effort and all your energy into davening, you daven real hard, and now, okay, good. Now, magiali, I'm waiting. So the Gemara says that's ke'ev lev. And the Gemara says it's not good at all, it's not preferred at all. Now it's interesting, take a look at the second Tosfos, we're not going to go through it inside. Tosfos there discusses, sometimes the Gemara says iyun tefillah is a good thing. And here our Gemara is saying that iyun tefillah is not a good thing. So Tosfos basically says you have to look at each Gemara contextually. Okay, see Tosfos for that discussion. So if you daven and the Kosh Baruch Hu does not answer you, so daven again. Okay, so kave before, kave after. Keep going back. Don't get deterred. Tana Rabbanan Arba Tzrichin Chizik, there are four things that require strengthening. Ve'elein, Torah Masim Tovim, Tefillah V'derech Eretz. Okay, so the four things that require strengthening, just encouragement, these are things that can tend to get lax if not encouraged. Torah Masim Tovim Inayin, Shenema Rak, Chazak V'ameitz Ma'od, Lishmor V'lasos Kechol HaTorah. Chazek B'Torah V'ameitz B'Masim Tovim. Okay, so the Gemara here divides the words Chazek and Ameitz. Chazek is going on Torah, and Ameitz is going on good deeds. These are things that need encouragement. Tefillah minayin shenemar kaveh Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. The pasuk that we just quoted a couple of moments ago talks about encouragement for davening. Derech eretz minayin shenemar chazek v'nitzchazek ba'ad amenu. And derech eretz, just to conduct yourself like a mensch. That also requires chizuk as well. Okay, v'tom etzion azavani Hashem Hashem. Huh? Yeah, Rashi, correct. Agreed. Rashi does not say like I said. Rashi says it's talking about working a job. Correct. Okay. V'tomer tzion azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechachani haino ozva haino shechucha amir shlakish amir k'nes yisol l'fnei kosh baruch hu ribono shel olam adam nose isha al ishto rishona zocher maaseh rishona ata azavtani v'shechachtani, meaning that if you marry and then you end up marrying again, but you remember your first wife. Okay, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've seemed to have forgotten us totally. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us as follows. Yud Beis Mazalot Barati Barakia. So, I created 12 constellations. The Akol Mazal Mazal Barati Lo Shloshim Chel. Now, we're going to go through the different subdivisions of the constellations. I'll read the Gemara. I don't know what I'm saying. Which is usually the case. But I'm saying here, even more so. V'akol chel v'chel barati lo shloshim legion. Okay, so for every chel, there's a legion. V'akol legion v'legion barati lo shloshim ra'aton. V'akol ra'aton v'ra'aton barati lo shloshim karton. V'akol karton v'karton barati lo shloshim gistera. V'akol gistera v'gistera talisi bo shalosh meos v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribu kochavim keneged yemos hachama. Okay, so we have basically a number that discusses the number of stars out there. Okay? V'kulam lo barasi ela bishvilecha. And I created everything, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for one purpose, and that's for you. V'at amart azavtani v'shachachtani, and you think I've totally forgotten you? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's just simply impossible. It's simply not the case. Hatishkach isha avla amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach olos elim upashu rachamim sheikratu lefana bemidbar. Am I going to forget all the carbons that you gave me in the desert? I'm a lefana ribono sha'olam. Hold the ain shechel lefnei kisek v'dech hasham lo tishkach li maitha ha'egel. Okay, now that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget, so here's something that we would like you to forget. We'd like you to forget the egel. Amala gam ela tishachachna. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu says I have selective forgetting. Right, we have selective memory. Kadosh Baruch Hu has selective forgetting. Amala fana ribon shalom hol v'yeshichel if nekisek v'dech Hashem tishachli ma'isa Sinai. So the Gemara says, okay, now that we know that you can forget, so we're worried about Sinai. So Amala v'anochi lo shkachach v'ayin adam rav lazam rav oshia ma'yichsev gam ela tishachachna zemasa egel v'anochi lo eshkachach zemasa Sinai. Okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will be clear, and like a surgeon will cut certain things out of his memory, but leave the good things there. So Maisa Egel, that will be expunged. Maisa Sinai, that will be recorded and remembered. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay.